invite us to gather ourselves in the spirit of, in all things, give God the glory and praise with thanksgiving. And as I think of such a position or posture, it takes me to Psalm 100. And so I'd like to open with this psalm, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to God. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Brian, for those opening words, and to Julio for the beautiful prelude. Welcome. This is our 2014 Chords of Distinction Award Ceremony, and this is the fifth year that we've held this recognition service in conjunction with graduation. So it's a delight to have more parents and family members able to attend, and you're able to be here from a distance. Of course, the downside is that there are not as many undergraduate students here to celebrate with all of you, but it's something that we can have them read about later, and we'll make sure that we put the text of the tributes of our Chords of Distinction recipients on our website. And so that may help the students who weren't able to be here to find out what was said today. But most importantly, we want to have them catch the spirit and commitment of service that comes from the 10 recipients that we have here today. How many of you grew up hearing the quote, "Those to whom much is given, much shall be required"? Imagine if you raise your hand, quite a number of you would have heard that. All of the recipients here today have been blessed with a lot of talent. What makes a difference in their lives and those of others is what each one of them has chosen to do with that God-given talent. I'm grateful that all of these Chords of Distinction recipients have chosen ways to make the world a happier and a better place, choosing to wipe or even prevent tears rather than to create them. Thank you that you will continue to make us all proud, at least as much as we can be at a Mennonite institution that seeks to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Let's take note what the Chords of Distinction Award means by referring to the back of your program sheet. I'm not going to read all of this, but I suggest that you read that later at your leisure. But I do want you to be aware that in choosing these students, after they were nominated by a faculty, staff, or other student, the selection committee looked at the full range of their statements and considered their impact on the internal community, what they did for the external community, and their good standing in both academic and behavioral ways. I also want to call attention to the students who are listed as having been nominated. This is my 11th year of presenting and working through figuring out the top 10, and every year when we look at the great nominees, we're always flustered that, and even sometimes frustrated that we can't give more than 10. And so there are some in among the recipients, among those who were nominated, that their stories would be great to include, but we always say we'll have to limit it to 10, because even if we went to a dozen, then it would start to be a baker's dozen, and it would go on and on from there. So we're pleased to instead have those who are listed among the nominees. We would like those who are able to attend today to please stand up. If you were nominated for Chords of Distinction, please stand. And let's give them a hand. Yeah, all of these students certainly embody EMU's first line of our mission statement that says, EMU educates students to serve and lead in a global context. I'd also now like to have those who are going to be recipients recognized, and we will recognize them in the order that they're listed in the program. We will begin with the presenter for Christine Baer, Professor James Yoder, and proceed in the order in which each recipient is listed in the program. Afterwards, our president, Dr. Lauren Schwarzendruber, will have closing remarks and a prayer of blessing. So, Dr. Yoder, if you would please start us off, and Christine.
The Court of Distinction Award is an honor bestowed upon students that have made a significant and verifiable impact on the university and on student life. I have encountered few students in my career at EMU more deserving of this award than Christine. She has worked tirelessly as a leader, motivator, and ambassador, promoting EMU's shared values of Christian discipleship, community service, and peace building. Christine has continuously found ways of integrating her care and concern for God's people and God's creation in her work on campus and the surrounding communities. Christine was known to those around her as a person of action, working to motivate and energize peers to become more involved in their campus and community. Her list of leadership and accomplishments during her time at EMU is truly remarkable. SGA co-president, including co-organizing the student-led fund drive, an auction that raised $25,000 for Science Center renovations, which I'm personally very thankful for. SGA senator, co-leader of Safe Space, a Resident Life CA, active in Peace Fellowship, including co-organizing the 2014 Intercollegiate Peace Conference, active in Earth Keepers, volunteering countless hours to the composting program, and of course, her beloved chickens, more on those chickens in a little bit, founding member of the Eastern Mennonite Student Women's Association, educator at the EMU Museum of Natural History, internships, designing environmental education curriculum for Generations Crossing, and also an internship at Maryland Citizens Against State Executions, volunteer for the Royal Society. She was co-writer of a youth peace curriculum with Lancaster Mennonite Conference, and an active member of her church. And while involved in all of these activities, she has maintained a stellar academic record and will graduate with honors with degrees in environmental sustainability and peace and development. To say she will be missed by faculty, administration, and her fellow students is an understatement. Christine has been described by others as easily carries the responsibilities of leadership and throws herself into her efforts to initiate durable change. She's friendly, kind, and welcoming to all that she interacts with, and has an amazing sense of humor and the ability to make everyone's day a lot better. She's a kind person full of love and respect for the university and other people, and a fun and quirky presence on campus. Another title that she was given by a peer was, quote, Earthkeeper's Guardian of the Chicken Coop. And for those of you who don't know, we've had chickens for a number of years as a student-led project behind the Science Center. And I guess the story that I will always remember about Christine is that one summer a couple of years ago, it was a really, really hot day, pushing 100 degrees, and I saw her carrying a watermelon out behind the Science Center. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I said, did you find a rotten watermelon or something like that? No, she had gone to the store, bought watermelon, put it in the freezer, and was going to go back there and crack it open and feed it to the chickens to cool them off. And I found out that this is a very regular thing. She sticks watermelon in the freezer, and she gives them to the chickens on hot days. She's truly a caring individual. But you know, it's not just chickens she cares about. Another story I heard about Christine was that she was a CA her sophomore year in Cedarwood. And all her first-year women just loved her, and even 2 years later, as a senior, she was still inviting those students for coffee dates and suppers, even though it had been 2 years later. So, Christine, you've inspired me with your energy, engagement, faith, and firm belief that change can happen, and it is an honor for me to present you with the Cords of Distinction Award.
I'm Gloria Rhodes, and I chair the Applied Social Sciences Department, and I coordinate the Peace Building and Development major, which is Aaron's major here. An honest voice, a humble ear, and a respectful presence is how one of Aaron's nominators characterized him. I'd add analytical thinker, sincere seeker, and someone who tries to walk his talk. To give you a sense of where his walk has taken him, Aaron has served on Honors Council, Intellectual Life Committee, as a ministry assistant, a community advisor, a barista at Common Grounds, and many, many more. He's also volunteered for our community place, VMRC, and he's been an intern for ActionAid, an organization in Washington, D.C. And he has dared to be one of the first students pursuing the accelerated master's degree in conflict transformation at the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding. And so I've had the pleasure of having him in class both as an undergraduate and this year as a graduate. There are many more things that I could list. There is a word limit on these things, and the more words you write, the smaller it gets. So I kept mine fairly brief, but I would say one of the additional things I've really appreciated, Aaron, is your involvement in things like the Listening Project this year and in writing editorials for the paper and a variety of things that you've asked us to be in conversation about on campus, and I've appreciated that. I didn't include that here because I have a word limit. Back to the text. Aaron, it's been inspiring to walk with you as you have sought to make a difference here at EMU, in our broader community and beyond. In walking your talk, you have sometimes felt uncomfortable, I know we've had this conversation, with your powerful identity, even at being singled out for these cords of distinction. In this, I've appreciated your sensitivity and your struggle and your desire not to diminish the amazing work of your peers. This is an expression of your love. It reminds me of Marianne Williamson's quote, and you may have been familiar with this, quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We asked ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Who are we not to be? We are children of God. Our playing small does not serve the world. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." Aaron, I've seen you liberate yourself and others, and this tribute is not really an award just for all that you've done for us and for EMU. It's also sincere gratitude for your challenge to me and to the rest of us, not to play small, but to liberate ourselves from fear and to put our love into practice. Aaron, it's my great pleasure to award you these cords of distinction.
Good afternoon. I'm Elroy Miller, Director of the Social Work Program. Laura, I remember your distinct look that first day in Social Welfare History Philosophy class. You looked bemused but serious, present but somewhere else, and you kept doodling. And later I discovered that you had this strong interest in art, and later I discovered a couple months ago that she even painted this picture for me, my retirement picture for the department, and I just really deeply will always have that memory of you. So, multi-gifted person. You also had a spark in your voice as you introduced yourself. She enthusiastically described why she was interested in making a difference in the lives of children, families, and elderly. During your time at EMU, Laura's commitment has made a difference. Laura's commitment to making a difference has become more deeply woven into your deep fabric of being. Laura has been a very capable learner. She's actively participated in class conversation with peers and faculty, and you've voiced your opinions accordingly. Laura grappled with the inherent conundrums of the helping process, balancing empathy with honest talk, and the meaning of treating the other with dignity and respect while still having integrity with your own beliefs and values. Laura's leadership and dedication was not confined to the classroom. Laura participated in and contributed extensively to EMU's Social Work as People Club for 4 years, and more recently gave leadership to Take Back the Night activities, to Christmas fundraisers for children from the Department of Social Service. Laura was a royal ambassador during her 4 years at EMU, helping to recruit, giving tours to, and exciting potential students about EMU. And let's give her a hand for that. That deserves extra attention. We're all about that, but she was special at it. Laura was also a community advisor, CA, for 3 years. Quoting Gloria Mast, Laura has a warm and welcoming spirit, magnetic energy that drew people to her. She had a giving heart and was a friend to all, end of quote. Laura was an improv club member for 2 years and active in the theater department, volunteering her time backstage and participating in various EMU productions, including Deals for Earnest Youth, the musical, which was a student-written and directed independent project. Laura was a member of and contributed to EMU's Alpha Mega Steppers for Christ, part of the worship band and the celebration team for a number of years. Laura also contributed to the larger Harrisonburg community. She brought a friendly smile to residents of Virginia Mennonite Retirement Center, as well as participated in helping people, Patchwork Pantry, and the Salvation Army. She culminated her learning experience efforts at the Virginia Mennonite Retirement Center, where she successfully completed her social work practicum experience. Laura has a strong faith in God, strength of character, qualities of leadership to make a positive difference in the lives of those with whom she interacts. EMU community has been blessed to have known, worked with, and related to Laura these past 4 years. It is my honor to present Laura with this 2014 Chords of Distinction Award.
Presence, faithfulness, involvement, and relationship. These traits mark the journey of Nicole Groff through her college career. Nicole has chosen active engagement as her means for connecting with the campus and greater communities. She's been a leader in the residence life positions and campus ministries and has contributed to serving others through projects of the Sustainable Food Initiative, Peace Fellowship, International Student Organization, and the Third Culture Kid Club. Her service includes working in campus gardens, delivering food to the Salvation Army and to our community place, planning a worship service for the Intercollegiate Peace Fellowship Conference, and preparing food from around the world for international events. She also volunteered as a conversation partner with the Intensive English Program and with a program called Ruby Slippers, an after-school mentoring program for elementary and middle school girls. Participation in events such as the Mennonite Central Committee Relief Sale, Walk for Hope, Walk the Walk, YPCA YServe Community Service Days, and the Martin Luther King Jr. Coalition Choir round out her community engagement. And yes, she also planned and co-led 2 week-long spring break service trips, among my favorite activities to coordinate. One of the roles for which Nicole is most known is president of Alpha Omega Dancers for Christ, the dance ministry often experienced in chapel and at banquets and other programs. Some of us could likely close our eyes and conjure up a memory or two of Nicole and others dancing with colorful cloth to the song Peace Before Us, or with bright red ribbons for the resurrection song. Many of the dances were created, choreographed by Nicole directly or alongside others. And through this ministry, she shared her creativity and sense of awe for a loving and faithful God. Nicole, an aside, I wonder what kind of dance you could choreograph with the chords for this group. We could give you 5 minutes. We'll pass. I'll bet she could do it. Nicole, the EMU community honors you today with the Chords of Distinction, and we call you to continued service in the church and in the community as an expression of God's love and faithfulness. We've been blessed to journey with you through these years, and we thank you for your leadership and presence as a student at EMU. And may God bless you even as you strive to be a blessing to others. It's my honor to award you with these chords.
Artie, you are a true servant of God everywhere you go, and I mean everywhere, and you've traveled quite a bit. You've been actively involved with service initiatives on EMU campus, as well as bridging his home community in Indonesia with his immigrant community in Philadelphia. As a student with English as second language, you worked hard for your academic success. You're compassionate as a student nurse as you ministered to the clients you served. On campus, you worked to raise awareness about human trafficking and built relationships through your work in multicultural student office. You encouraged international students to work with the MCC Relief Sale and our community farm. You're a role model for international and immigrant students from Mennonite communities. You have been an ambassador off campus in Philadelphia and in Indonesia. You brought students to do service in Philadelphia, to work alongside a congregation there, and worked with people from Indonesia that you were able to translate for, but also advocate in their health care. You inspired nursing students to go with you, and you drug them along with you to these travels. Over your senior summer, Artie traveled alone with two full suitcases full of medical supplies to his village in Indonesia, where he had not been back to for 7 years. He held a clinic out of his mother's home, providing wellness checks, blood pressures, blood sugars, health education classes, and after-school programs for the village children. You collaborated with your village shaman and medical teams in Indonesia to provide for follow-up care. Artie has earned the Pai Mu Nursing Honor Society Award for his volunteer work and was nominated for the March of Dimes State Student Award. In spite of all you've done, Artie remains a humble servant of the God he loves. You are amazing, and it's my honor to award you these Chords of Distinction.
Rosita. Hay mucho que podría decirte esta tarde y de verdad es un honor presentarte este certificado. And like Gloria mentioned, the more you write, the smaller the print gets. Rose will graduate this spring from EMU with a liberal arts degree and the certification to teach pre-K through sixth grade as an elementary school educator. She also has a minor in Spanish, which will serve her well in reaching her personal and professional goals. In part, this award reflects the hard work and high level of achievement that Rose has experienced during the past 4 years. Beyond maintaining a high GPA, Rose demonstrates critical thinking skills and an eagerness to learn. It has been said, though an affront to the education profession, those who can do and those who can't teach. Well, Rose defies that expression because she has the ability to excel in many areas, and yet she has chosen to respond to the call to teach. Her many other giftings will serve her well as she shares them with her future students. Even before coming to EMU, Rose exemplified a heart of service by choosing to serve with Mennonite Mission Network for a year in Asunción, Paraguay, where she lived in a low-income neighborhood and volunteered at a local daycare center. Rose has continued to share her love for Jesus and her concern for others by providing Spanish interpretation at the Patchwork Pantry and in the Harrisburg City Public Schools. She's volunteered some of her time by reading to children before or after school and by providing English conversation for students in the intensive English program here at EMU. Rose has spent several summers at Highland Retreat as a camp counselor and also music coordinator. In explanation of her motivation to serve, Rose says, "I'm constantly rewarded by the large and small life lessons that I learn from others with whom I interact. Engaging in service and volunteer work also gives an authentic opportunity to live out my faith." End of quote. The impact that Rose has had within the EMU community is extensive. To name but a few, Rose has been involved as a pastoral assistant, a community advisor, a member of Peace Fellowship, and a participant in the EMU Orchestra and Chamber Choir. Within the teacher education program, Rose has served as a member of the Student Education Association and as a student representative for the Committee on Teacher Education. Rose has also proven her willingness to take on challenges that go beyond the general requirements. As part of her student teaching semester, Rose pursued the possibility of teaching in Spanish in a dual immersion first grade classroom. This experience certainly pushed her outside of her comfort zone. However, the lessons that she learned have served to strengthen both her teaching skills and her character. The following comments are representative of the ways that Rose has impacted others. "I have come to know Rose as a very caring person, always smiling and encouraging others. Rose contributes to the community as a nurturing and caring presence." And a third quote, "Rose is a young woman with a heart for serving the least of these, both the little children that Christ commands us to love, but also those who are marginalized in this world. Her deep passion for God and for his people continues to spur her on, not only in service for others, but also in her own journey of spiritual discernment and growth. For these and many other motives, it is a pleasure to present Rose with this much-deserved Chords of Distinction Award. Que Dios te bendiga."
Litza Laboriel has been a pleasure to have in our social work program. Not only is she a delightful young woman, but she has significantly contributed in our program and throughout the entire university while a student at EMU. Litza was Black Student Union President from fall 11 to 13 and the Latino Student Alliance Events Coordinator for the same amount of time. Litza was on the committee for Martin Luther King Jr. Day events two separate years. She was also a community advisor in the dorms for two separate springs. Litza was a student pastoral assistant spring semester 2013. She was involved in our Social Work is People student social work club as a member from 2010 and then becoming president in 2013. While Litza was president of SWIP, Litza also took leadership in coordinating the campus-wide student-led Take Back the Night. Litza was an international student organization member from 2010 and president in 2013. She was Student Government Association Senator fall 2013, and she served on the Committee for International Education Week events. Additionally, Litza completed volunteer work in the Harrisonburg community in various service agencies. This semester, Litza participated in EMU's Washington Community Scholars Center, where she successfully completed her senior social work practicum. Litza has a special interest in macro social work, that works with improving social policies, and she worked for the Washington Office of Latin America, where she did research and various projects to improve the lives of people in Latin America. EMU is a better place because of students like Litza. I am honored to present the 2014 Cords of Distinction to her.
Krista, Krista, Krista. You know, every now and then, if you're a professor here, someone comes along, a student comes along, and you say, oh, she reminds me of me when I would graduated. Except they tend to be taller, smarter, wiser, and in my case, much more socially active. But we do share a love of metaphors, so I'd like to begin with a metaphor to describe you. Perhaps the most implicitly helpful element of any conference or convention is the lanyard worn by each individual for identity and also connection to resources. And according to one source, we wear lanyards when we're, quote, at risk of losing an object or to ensure its visibility at all times, unquote. Krista is a lanyard. At EMU, she worked collaboratively to keep important issues out front and alive on campus and brought energy to peaceful ways of being in this world and on this campus. As co-president of EMU's fellowship, Peace Fellowship for 2 years, Krista co-coordinated the 2014 Intercollegiate Peace Fellowship Conference with over 100 participants from Mennonite-affiliated colleges and universities across the U.S. and Canada. A consummate learner, she attended her own conferences and events, those in New York, Philadelphia, Georgia, and Ohio. She helped bring new experiences and speakers to our coffee houses and our chapels, including efforts against child slavery in Haiti and an MCC campaign addressing gun laws. She participated in a Keystone LX pipeline protest and helped organize a School of the Americas protest in Georgia. She connected with Representative Bob Goodlatte's office and worked with Veterans for Peace and a local group supporting Israeli divestment. For 2 years, she volunteered to serve our local international festival. And as an SGA senator, she too worked with others to plan to raise money for the Science Center. Thank you, too. She also collaborated with ISO last semester for International Education Week and coordinated with Interfaith Engagement Center to share events with Peace Fellowship. A stellar psychology major, and she just returned about 2 days ago from presenting her senior research paper presentation at the Virginia Psychological Association on confirmation bias. So we're waiting to see what awards are given for those. She was accepted as a writer for student Kairos Place last spring and worked with me to develop a manuscript on post-conflict growth, and we want to complete that this summer and submit it for publication. With her quiet way of persistently and intently engaging the world, Krista models a kind of leadership sorely needed. One of her nominators for CORDS said it best, quote, Krista is hardworking, modest, and excellent at following through. Sometimes others receive recognition for actions that were primarily implemented behind the scenes by Krista. She deserves the recognition of CORDS, unquote. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Krista.
I'd like to begin with a short personal note. I'm grateful to my supervisor and to Melody. Ken approached me knowing some of the challenges I've had in my role lately a couple of weeks ago and thought I might be cheered by presenting chords to melody, and indeed he was right. In fact, I confess that earlier this week in preparing these comments, I was and going through Melody's materials and the comments of those who nominated her, moved to tears, in fact, by your own reflections on your time here. So thank you for the way in which you blessed me without even knowing it. Serving as an MA in her residence hall floor during her first year, Melody wasted no time engaging her passion to be a disciple of Jesus and call others to do the same. This initial leadership position became the first of many roles in which Melody would faithfully embody servant leadership on campus. During her sophomore year, Melody remarks, with characteristic humility, that she was thrown into the CA role, the community advisor role, due to hall circumstances. From my perspective, as one familiar with those circumstances, it would be more accurate to say that Melody gracefully received a title which simply recognized the leader she had already become on her floor. In challenging circumstances, Melody demonstrated deep maturity and a willingness to value others above herself, prompting a strong interest in her peers to see her assume the CA role. Soon, Melody's vision for service would include TCK, a club for third culture kids. Melody's initiative was crucial to reviving this organization. Her commitment included serving as a co-president, training other leaders, hosting monthly meals. As a junior, Melody engaged the pastoral assistant role and began investing herself in MAs. In this capacity, she especially enjoyed being a mentor and a friend to the MAs while encouraging them in their faith journeys. In further demonstration of her care for spiritual life on campus, Melody helped to organize Oasis Prayer, a monthly prayer gathering for our campus community. She was also part of Upper Room Prayer, a group which met at least weekly to pray for God's Spirit to work on EMU's campus. One would expect to see Melody regularly at chapel, and all who attended Sunday night celebration were blessed by her leadership at that gathering. Melody's passion for discipleship and service has benefited others outside of EMU as well. In 2012, she participated in a YPCA trip to New York, returning as a co-leader the next year to Philadelphia. Melody also served as a team leader for the young adult Sunday school class at Harrisonburg Mennonite Community Church. Melody Tobin embodies the ideals of Christian servant leadership. When asked why she chooses to serve, Melody refers first to her commitment to follow Jesus and notes that such service is most often in the little interactions that are not obvious. Reflecting on her service at EMU, Melody concludes, "I learned from many of these experiences that God calls us to be faithful. Our identity cannot be based on our success. Instead, we are released from the need for success as we receive the love of God, regardless of our performance. The great mystery is that God uses us despite our inadequacies. I can leave EMU," she continues, "assured that although I didn't always serve as much as I could have, God used me for his purposes, and that is true success. Thank you, Melody, for your faithful service while here. We will miss you greatly, but we look forward to what God will do as you leave EMU."
This unicycle riding, ubby-dubby speaking, bread-baking, hair-styling young man involved himself in every imaginable aspect of life on this campus and beyond. Upon arrival in the fall of 2010, he was bright-eyed and full of questions. In our first class together, Exploring Conflict and Peace, I could always count on Brandon to ask a question. The trouble with his questions was that they weren't superficial and were often difficult to answer, because they probed at complex structural issues of justice, economics, and nonviolence. As a first year, Brandon jumped at the chance to fill one last spot on our semester-long cross-cultural to the U.S.-Mexico border and Guatemala. We had pretty strong reservations about taking a first-year student, but Brandon's persistence and deep interest in issues of immigration won us over. During that semester, Brandon grew in his ability to listen, to wait on others whose minds didn't work as fast as his, to be patient when the details weren't fully known, and to live with unanswered questions. One of Brandon's gifts has been his comfort in being his own person, expressing himself in unique ways. He's taken full advantage of college, venturing far and near. In addition to that semester in Guatemala, he spent a semester in Oregon with the Oregon Extension Program, a summer in the Washington Community Scholar Center Program, and a spring break Y-trip with Jubilee Partners in Georgia. While on campus, Brandon dove into a range of activities, from a dedicated presence in campus ministries as both a ministry assistant and a pastoral assistant, to active involvement in clubs such as Peace Fellowship, Earth Keepers, Safe Space, the Sustainable Food Initiative, EMU Playback Theater Group, and events like Take Back the Night and the Intercollegiate Peace Fellowship Conference. It seems like he pops up everywhere. Playing the drums in chapel, working in the campus gardens, singing in the Jericho Road a cappella group, volunteering as a teaching assistant for the first year honor seminar, and organizing a Sunday school class at Community Mennonite Church. Brandon's Christian faith is fundamental to what animates his life. He has learned to seek balance, realizing that there's a time for rest and Sabbath, as well as intellectual and activist work. Brandon has the vision to see what needs to be done and the initiative to make it happen, like transforming leftover cafeteria food into donations to our community place and the Salvation Army. He pays great attention to details, has a great sense of humor, and gives great hugs of support. Brandon, we are so grateful for all the ways you've engaged here at EMU, in the Harrisonburg community, and beyond. As you go from here, may you continue to balance life, love, and learning. Blessings to you, and congratulations on receiving the Cords of Distinction.
Thank you all for joining us for this very special event. I would like to invite those of you who are here as parents of any of these 10, or if their parents aren't here and you're standing in for them, if you would stand, please, so that we can recognize you. Would your parents please stand? On behalf of all of us here at EMU, thank you to the parents in particular for entrusting us with your young adults. You have a lot, obviously, to be proud of, and you were responsible for these young adults for the first 18 years of their lives, and we just got to walk alongside them for the next four. And it is a partnership that makes all of this work. And we receive that as a sacred trust, and in humility understand that they are much more than EMU. But at the same time, we're proud to claim all of you, and we look forward to all that you will contribute in the world in the years ahead. It will be phenomenal, that I am sure. And I would like to suggest that at least some of you, if not all of you, head into PhD programs fairly quickly so that you can come back and teach at EMU. And I'd even be proud to stand alongside one or two of you as I get very, very old when you are inaugurated as president of Eastern Mennonite University. I would be delighted to say, I knew that person when they graduated. Let's join together in prayer. God, we're full of gratitude. At this time of the year, a time of special celebration and awareness that this campus is full of so many gifts. Gifts among our students, gifts among our faculty and staff. And we know it's a cliche, but we also believe that this is a special place. And it's made special by the gifts that our students bring to us when they arrive and the contributions they make among us as students. They make this a better place, and they push all of us to be better at what we do. And we give you thanks for what they will contribute to your world in the years ahead. We believe with all our hearts that this world needs their gifts, and it will benefit from all that they will give from their hearts in the years to come. And I pray that you would strengthen each of them by the Spirit that resides within them and among us. Strengthen them for service as leaders. Give them humble spirits. Give them a passion for what you have called each of them to do and to be. Strengthen them for the road ahead and for the bumps in those roads, recognizing that none of us knows the future, but believing that you walk alongside them and us throughout that future. Thank you for this time of celebration and for that which is yet to be celebrated throughout the rest of this weekend. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you, and you're all dismissed.